Simple.
I just don't know.
It's okay, Sim.
I just don't know.
That's Jay Cutler, huh? That's Jay Cutler.
That messed me up last night. It just messed me up.
Jay is still out sick today.
Okay, feel better, Jay.
Comedian in the glass, Damon Williams from Chicago.
Yes.
Do you know? Can you explain this?
It's the winning city, Simple. That's what we own right now. Bulls winning, Bears winning.
Okay, here's what you should do then. Put Jay Cutler in a Cubs uniform.
Nope.
He's rolling right now. Come on. You can use all the help you can get
tonight. We can't mix them. We can't mix that. No.
I have no idea where this Jay Cutler came from. But I think they went to Westworld and got a clone or something because – That's not our Jay.
Westworld.
You've seen the TV show.
HBO Westworld.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get into Westworld because it's got two of my favorite actors in it. Jeffrey Wright and Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
What is his name? The real name.
His name is Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter. I'm having a friend over for dinner. And he's still creepy. He's just as creepy in Westworld as he was in Silence of the Lambs.
It's Anthony Hopkins is the guy.
Anthony Hopkins.
That's what I couldn't think of. And everybody's naked, too. All your favorite actors get actresses get naked on this.
Actresses or actors?
Both.
Yeah. Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you
but
guys
it's deep.
Do, you
it's
guys
just,
are on
it's just,
that.
It's just so deep. I got to watch it in the daytime. I don't know about you, Damon.
Oh,
I can't,
my God.
I can't watch it at night and then go to sleep.
It's one of those shows.
It's one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
It's creepy. And anyway. All right, yeah.
Speaking of creepy, I just don't know who.
You don't know about that Jay Cutler, huh?
Man.
Well, I'll tell you what I did find out.
What?
The man making $79 million till 2020 and his guaranteed, so he better play.
Now, is his guaranteed money up after this season?
They said guaranteed, but I don't know if it was the whole deal. But wow.
No, it's not the whole deal. But it's a lot of it, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Any of it will work for me right now.
It's not. This is not baseball or basketball. Then that's when a guarantee means something.
Yes, sir.
And football.
But when you're making that kind of money, can you go out because of an owie with your thumb? I guess you can. I mean, what do I know?
Okay.
Hey. I get up at 3:00 in the morning. What do I know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, congratulations, Sim. And good luck tonight.
I'm not feeling your sincerity there, but okay, thanks. We'll take it.
You're right. You're right. You know.
Sybil, he has already ridden us off and moved on to another cause in his mind.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all got to go down tonight because the bandwagon is booked. I got a lot of
bandwagon is booked. You're not even going there tonight.
I know, but the bandwagon still moves on.
Is there?
Yeah, the bandwagon's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see a game 7. Yeah, I want to see a game 7 regardless.
Yeah. I ain't got time for that. And you're not even
a Cubs fan, Damon. You're a Chicago fan, which.
There you go. Well, you know, for me, that's the same thing. We're the only city that can't get along for one baseball team for 7 games. Come on now. It's ridiculous. I didn't know how deep it was with these people in Chicago. I mean, it's like they will not root for each team. It's ridiculous.
And I have never been that way in all the years when the White Sox were winning and stuff. I was like, oh, good for them. Okay. And Cub fans look at you and go, are you kidding me? How could you possibly? And now, for the very first time in a gazillion years, the Cubs are in the World Series. And White Sox fans, right, Damon, are just saying.
I know a White Sox fan very close to me, and he is not feeling the Cubs.
Trump supporter.
It's crazy. Yeah. A Trump supporter, right.
You might be right about that. But we still friends. We don't talk about it.
No.
That's how you keep your white friends that you know are Trump supporters. You don't talk about it.
Yeah.
He probably watch only CBS TV as well. All the shows on CBS, that's it.
And the rules of Fight Club, first rule, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Did you see in the news over the weekend on the South Side all the all the murders that happened. 17.
Once again.
17, yeah. A record for 2016 for a weekend on the south side of Chicago. 40-something injured.
Shootings, yeah.
40-something shootings. And 17 people killed.
And what? We're talking about the Cubs. No, I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but, you know, that's where the attention was. While all this was going on and all of the excitement and fervor at Wrigley Field and the losing, on the streets of Chicago, people are losing their lives every day.
Hey, Damon, let me ask you something, because you live in Chicago, and I've always heard this, is that murders go up on the south side as the temperatures go up, and it was a very warm, unseasonably warm weekend. Do you believe that?
I don't anymore. I mean,
You don't anymore?
It happens. Well, it happens because, yeah, I mean, if a warm day pops out, an unseasonably warm, you're guaranteed to have a spike in violence, and it's unfortunate.
Guaranteed?
Yeah.
Pretty much guaranteed, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's what one of the beautiful things about winter is, when winter comes, it kind of shut a lot of that down, you know.
Yeah.
But we're finding more the exception to that than the rule. I think that, you know, cold or hot, warm, moderate, whatever, it still happens. I don't think that we can even, you know, look forward to the cold weather.
You think the warm weather? Think the warm weather had anything to do with Jay Cutler last night?
I think somebody said, "Look, maybe even Mrs. Cutler, who is very defensive, you know, and very proud of her husband, and is
I feel a so
proud
sorry
defender
for her.
Of him.
I feel so sorry for her, because I'm sure that she gets, as soon as she steps out." Wow. You Jay Cutler's wife.
She catches it. Yeah. But she's a tough woman.
She couldn't even take it to Chicago. And you know what would be funny, though, if she was the type of wife like the wife in Any Given Sunday? Remember the guy that Jamie Foxx was replacing, the old white guy?
Yep.
And he was, and she slapped the hell out of him and said, "You're a quarterback. You shut your ass." She slapped him and made him play.
Well, you get out there and play.
Right.
And she, you know, people have been – that's all you hear when you're talking about Bears football in Chicago, is about how bad Cutler is. And she came out and she said, "Look, I don't care what you say, but that's my husband, and he's doing the best he can. He's got an injury and blah, blah, blah." And then that's when the Charlie Brown teacher came out in my head. And that's like, wah, wah, wah. But, you know, I like the fact that she's, you know, very strong and very supportive of
you
her
all
husband.
Are amazing in Chicago for your hate for one quarterback. I've never seen anything like it.
You know what? But you can put it with the general manager and the head coach for me. I don't know about you, Damon, but I don't, and I'm really sick of the McCaskies. I wish they would sell the team and get real people in there to run the team.
Well, at the end of the day, for me, it's a bunch of millionaires running the circle. So, you know, we got bigger things to worry about. I got to make sure I get my garbage can out this morning before, you know, I got real life issues on this side, you know.
And ducking and diving while you're putting your trash
right, make
out.
Make sure my interior light is still on when the door opens in the car. You know, stuff like that.
Keeping
don't
it
worry
real,
about these
David.
Trick-or-treaters with these masks on. What are they really coming to the door for? You know, that's the small things to worry about.
Keep it real,
trick-or-treaters my size. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude. And he was like, they didn't say trick-or-treaters. Like, he said, my wife asked the door. He's like, "Hey, Miss Lady." I'm like, hold on, dude. It's supposed to be trick-or-treat when you come to the door. Have the trick-or-treat. Why am I handing you candy at eye level? I should be reaching down. Here you go, shorty. No. "Hey, Miss Lady, what's up with that candy?" That's what the hell I'm worried about when I open my door around here.
It's Man, Tuesday.
The millionaires playing sports.
Ooh. Coming up, Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell talking about Obamacare, and it's time to sign up. That comes up. And more seriously, ignorant news from Damon Williams coming up on the TJMS.